A fall count of Denali National Park wolves indicates a slight rebound of the predator's depressed population in the park. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the overall population remains near a 30-year low, and fewer visitors report seeing the animals.
62 wolves were counted in Denali National Park this fall, a tally up from last spring's 52, a change park biologist Bridget Borg says reflects positive and negative trends among Denali's 11 wolf packs.
It seems like we've had some packs that have shown better recruitment, meaning that they had more pups that survived until the fall this year. But then we've had some larger packs, like, say, the East Fork pack, that has decreased in size.
Bork says the long-studied and once popularly viewed East Fork pack did not appear to den this year, contributing to its continued decline. She notes some increase in wolf sightings along the first portion of the park road.
Because there was a pack there that had five pups and was denning not far from the park road. But further along the park road, where most of our visitors travel, we didn't see really a change this year, although some of that has to do with where the packs are denning.
Denali's overall wolf population remains far below a 2007 peak of 147 animals, and wolf protection advocate Rick Steiner says that's reflected in fewer park visitors seeing the iconic predators.
The visitor viewing success rate actually declined further this year over 2014. It went down another percent. So this year, only 5% of the 530,000 visitors to the park were able to see wolves.
Steiner partially blames the decline on the Board of Games' 2010 elimination of a wolf buffer zone. The area of state land along the park's northeast boundary aimed to limit the annual public harvest of several Denali wolves as they roam outside the park. Steiner is pushing for a new, larger protective area, but Park Resources team leader Dave Schierkauer contends it wouldn't solve the broader Denali wolf decline.
Harvest levels might impact particular packs and may influence viewing opportunities, but for the population as a whole, other things are probably bigger drivers.
Schierkauer says those include moose and caribou numbers and their locations, and wolves' ability to take down the animals, which is tougher in low snow cover years. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.